Hello, and welcome to our program, Prevention, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the May 2024 issue of Prevention Magazine here on OWL Radio. Prevention Magazine, May 2024. Strengthen your core. Bicycle leg lifts work out your midsection, particularly your lower abdominal muscles, as well as your inner thighs, making this a great lower body move to have in your rotation. 1. Lie flat on the ground. Place your hands behind your head and engage your core as you curl your upper body up and lift your knees into tabletop position. Your shins should be parallel to the floor. 2. Inhale as you pull your left elbow and rib toward your right knee while extending your left leg out straight. Exhale and lift that straightened leg toward the ceiling. Inhale as you lower the leg, stopping when it hovers slightly above the ground. 3. That's one repetition. Do 2 repetitions, then switch sides and repeat. Prevention Magazine, In Focus, May 2024. Eyes. Many of us don't give our eyes a second thought until they hurt or our vision changes. And then, wow, it's hard to think about anything else. Let's take a closer look. 7 things you should know about your eyes. 1. There's a safe way to remove a bit of debris from your eye. Don't stick your finger in your eye or force yourself to cry in an attempt to remove an eyelash or a fleck of dirt. If blinking and your natural tears don't take care of it, you need to step up your efforts, says Raman Bahiri, OD, an associate professor at the Illinois College of Optometry in Chicago. That's especially true if you're experiencing heavy tearing, redness, or light sensitivity. Immediately flush the eye with medical-grade eye wash, a sterile saline solution found at drugstores, if you have it. If not, use clean water. If you get the debris out and your eye is no longer red, watery, or irritated after 20 minutes, you're probably in the clear. But see an eye doctor if the redness returns. Your eye hurts or you have trouble seeing. If something is embedded in your eye or you get a chemical in it, seek medical care immediately. 2. Your eyesight will likely change as you age. Presbyopia, a natural process of aging that makes it difficult to see objects up close, happens to everyone at some point after age 40. Sadly, none of us escape it, and there's a good chance it'll get progressively worse as you get older, says Ryan Parker, OD, an optometrist in Denton, Texas. If you are nearsighted and wear glasses or contacts for distance, presbyopia may happen a little later for you. In each of your eyes is a lens that helps you focus on objects. When you're looking at something at a distance, the lens is a certain size, explains Parker. And when you want to focus on something close, it needs to get bigger. Your eyes' lenses are able to do this easily when you're younger, but over time, they lose elasticity as the eye muscles start to wear out, making it tough for your lenses to change so you can see things clearly when they are close. 3. What you eat matters. Yes, carrots are known to feed your eyes, but you should munch on these surprisingly eye-friendly foods, too. Kale. This leafy green is a great source of lutein and xanthine, phytonutrients that protect eyes from the harmful effects of the sun and artificial light. Research shows that they can also reduce the risk of chronic eye diseases such as cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. Lemons and limes. Their vitamin C lowers the risk of cataracts and other vision problems by protecting lenses from UV light-induced oxidative damage. It may also help protect the skin around your peepers from free radicals, which are known for their link to skin issues. Peanuts. These crunchy legumes are packed with vitamin E, which helps prevent the breakdown of eye tissue, and that may reduce the risk of vision problems and eye disease. Peanuts also contain some healthy fats, which your body needs to absorb the eye-aiding nutrients lutein and xanthine, says licensed dietitian Tori Armel, MSRDN, of Columbus, Ohio. Oysters. Zinc is crucial for eye health, and there's no better source of this mineral than oysters. Just one oyster provides nearly 100% of a woman's recommended daily allowance of zinc, Armel says. Zinc also helps move vitamin A, another nutrient that supports vision from the liver to the eyes. 4. Certain eye symptoms shouldn't be ignored. No one wants to have yet another doctor's appointment, but early treatment for eye issues could save your sight. Even if your vision is perfect now, it's smart to get checked out if you're experiencing any of these symptoms. Eye pain. Blurry, double, or obscured vision. Frequent headaches. Difficulty seeing at night. Bright flashes of light or large floaters. Dry or watery eyes. Eye strain after staring at screens. Sensitivity to light. Exercise is good for your eyes. Number 5. You know it can boost your heart and brain health. However, blood vessels and connections to your brain are vital for eyesight. So it makes sense that exercise might be a boon for eye health too. In fact, research on mice and humans suggests that regular exercise may lower the odds of developing age-related macular degeneration and glaucoma and improve tear production. It can also help control diabetes, possibly reducing the risk of diabetic retinopathy. 6. You may be able to renew your glasses online. A number of applications and websites now offer tools that measure your vision and connect you with an eye care professional who can prescribe new glasses or contacts without you ever having to set foot in a doctor's office. Unfortunately, these tools can't diagnose eye diseases or ensure that contact lenses fit correctly. Experts recommend online vision tests only for adults between 18 and 39 who have previously had a comprehensive in-office examination, show no signs of eye disease, and don't wear contacts. 7. Optometrists and ophthalmologists aren't the same thing. Optometrist. This healthcare professional has a Doctor of Optometry, OD, degree, after having spent 4 years in optometry school, beyond getting an undergraduate degree. This person is not a medical doctor, but they can perform eye examinations, prescribe glasses and contact lenses, detect some abnormalities, and prescribe certain eye-related medicines. Ophthalmologist. This person has a medical degree that requires at least 8 years of study after undergraduate school. They can diagnose and treat all eye conditions perform surgery, and prescribe corrective lenses. Which specialty should others consider? Most people can start with an optometrist, who will refer them to an ophthalmologist if they feel more tests or treatment is needed. Everyday eye fixes. An important part of taking care of your peepers is knowing what to do when they're giving you trouble. Here's how to handle common eye problems so you'll be more comfortable. Allergies. When it's allergy season or too many dust bunnies are hanging around the house, your eyes may become an annoying, irritated mess. Eye-related allergy symptoms may cause white, stringy discharge, typically affect both eyes at the same time, include redness, swelling, or watering, or intense itchiness or burning. Develop while spending time outdoors or after having the windows open. What to do? Step one is to start taking your preventative or controller medications early. For spring, that's around March, while August is a good time for fall allergy season, says Purvi Parikh, MD, an allergist at Allergy and Asthma Network. Wear glasses or sunglasses to help shield your eyes from pollen and other allergens when spending time outdoors, and change clothes, ideally shower, as soon as you come inside. Keeping windows closed on high pollen days and running an air purifier that's certified asthma and allergy friendly by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America can also help. Using eye drops may soothe the discomfort. If nothing seems to do the trick, an allergist may recommend allergy shots to help desensitize you to allergens over time. Eye infections. If bacteria get into your eyes or your eyes are exposed to a virus, often through respiratory droplets, that can cause an eye infection and trigger symptoms such as redness, redness, itching, swelling, pus or mucousy discharge that can be yellow, green, or white, eyes crusted together, especially upon waking. What to do? First, go to a doctor to figure out if the problem is bacteria or virus-induced. For bacterial infections, you may need prescription antibiotic drops. Smart moves to prevent eye infections from becoming a regular thing includes tossing old eye makeup and replacing eyeliner and mascara every 3 months to keep it from harboring germs. Digital eye strain. Spending all day staring at a computer or your phone is a great way to have digital eye strain. Symptoms include dry or red eyes, non-related symptoms such as headache and neck or back pain. What to do? Blinking too little strains your eyes. So, make sure that you follow the 20-20-20 rule throughout the day to relax and re-wet your eyes. Every 20 minutes, look 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Try putting the screen brightness to ambient light. Dry eye. Yes, it's true that dry eye is a symptom of many eye-related issues. But when your eyes lack essential components, such as water, mucus, and oil, it can also be a problem on its own, says Ahmed Omar, MD, co-director of the Dry Eye Center at University Hospital's Eye Institute in Cleveland. Symptoms include dryness, grittiness. What to do? Avoid exposure to things that make it harder for eyes to produce tears, thereby triggering dry eyes. This can include blowing air, airborne irritants. Over-the-counter artificial tears may help lubricate and soothe dry eyes. To ease discomfort, try laying a clean washcloth soaked in warm water on your eyes or wearing a heated eye mask twice a day for 10 minutes. Prevention Magazine, May 2024, Wellness, 5 Myths About Eating Disorders by Kate Rockwood. Made-for-TV movies can distort the reality of these sometimes fatal conditions. Here are a few things to unlearn and the facts to set you straight. 1. Myth. Eating disorders are all about food and weight. Mythbuster. It may look that way on the surface, but behaviors such as binging, purging, and restricting food are coping mechanisms to control or manage difficult feelings and to experience some relief from them, says Elizabeth Altucara, LMSW, Director of Education for the National Eating Disorders Association. People with these biopsychosocial illnesses, which include binge eating disorder, bulimia nervosa, and anorexia nervosa, develop preoccupations with food and weight in response to past or present risk factors, such as low self-esteem, bullying or trauma, and a family background of eating disorders, she adds. Many of those with an eating disorder also have another mental health issue such as anxiety, depression, OCD, or substance use disorder. All this means that addressing disordered eating behavior is an important part of recovery, but not the only thing needed. 2. Myth. People with eating disorders never get better. Mythbuster. Full recovery from an eating disorder is possible, says Rachel Hartley, a registered dietitian and nutrition therapist, as well as an intuitive eating expert. Many people go on to have a healthy and pleasurable relationship with food and their bodies. But the recovery journey can require ongoing attention throughout someone's life. Just as when people with anxiety or depression have ups and downs, she says. In long term, up to two-thirds of people with bulimia, anorexia, and binge eating disorder recover. Others recover partially, seeing relief from some of their symptoms. The most effective treatment for an eating disorder is one that is very individualized, involving medication, therapy, and or nutritional counseling. 3. Myth. Loving, well-intentioned comments really help. Mythbuster. Telling someone with an eating disorder that they look fine or urging them to just eat a little doesn't do much. Eating disorders are complex conditions that someone can't simply be talked out of, says Sarah Hertish, MSW, a body image and eating disorder therapist and the founder of Reclaim Therapy. And they aren't a choice. Between 28 and 84% of eating disorder risk is inherited. The best thing you can do is help the person get professional treatment. Eating disorders can cause long-lasting damage and can be fatal. Anorexia, in fact, is the deadliest of all mental illnesses. Telling a loved one what they mean to you, asking what they need, including them in social activities, and listening without criticism are all good ways to offer support. 4. Myth. Someone who is heavy can't have anorexia. Mythbuster. People of any size can have it, and many with the disease are not medically underweight, research shows. Body weight is one diagnostic factor, but Doctors also consider the person's thoughts. A strong fear of weight gain is one indication. And behaviors such as restricting food, over-exercising, and abusing diet pills. People with anorexia are not usually emaciated, Hartley says. Bodies naturally exist in a wide range of sizes, and because many people don't necessarily lose significant weight in response to restriction, it's impossible to visually tell who is struggling with anorexia. Also, someone may eat in a troubling, disordered way, but not technically have an eating disorder. The bottom line, all people need to know that whether or not they fit the diagnostic criteria, they are deserving of treatment to heal from disordered eating patterns and rebuild connection to and trust in their bodies, Hirsch says. Myth 5. Eating disorders are a teenager thing. Mythbuster. Research on eating disorders most commonly focuses on those in their teen years. But people of all ages have them, and they are extremely common in adulthood, says Hirsch. Bulimia nervosa, for instance, is slightly more prevalent among middle-aged adults than among young adults, and 11% of cases of anorexia, 17% of cases of bulimia, and nearly 30% of cases of binge eating disorder develop after age 25. Adults are especially vulnerable to developing eating disorders or exacerbating existing ones during times of stress or when major developments such as pregnancy and menopause occur, says dietitian Hartley. And disordered eating and body image issues often start in childhood. Research shows that 40% to 60% of elementary school girls are worried about their weight. Eating disorders at any age are an indication of suffering, whether the behaviors were developed in response to trauma or societal pressures or continued into adulthood starting from the teenage years, Hirsch says. Prevention Magazine, Wellness, Fitness, Work, Rest, Repeat, your expert guide to interval training and a workout you can try today. By Allie Early, May 2024. The best workout you can do is actually one that doesn't take a lot of time. Interval training will get your heart pumping and burn calories in as little as 15 minutes. This type of workout alternates between periods of work and periods of rest, and it's really good for you. It builds your aerobic capacity, meaning it increases the maximum amount of oxygen your body can use, which is gold for your heart and brain health. It also increases and preserves muscle mass and promotes fat loss. How does it work? There are two primary types of interval training, HIIT, high intensity interval training, and LIIT, low intensity interval training, explains Ebenezer Samuel, CSCS, of Prevention's fellow health brand, Men's Health. HIIT workouts involve high strain for a short time, followed by a long recovery period. For instance, you might push yourself hard in an exercise for 15 seconds, then rest for 45 seconds. That's a 1-to-3 ratio. Some workouts call for 1-to-2 or 1-to-4 ratios. By the end, you should be asking yourself if you can do this, Samuel says. Then there's LIIT, which flips the work-to-rest ratio so you're spending more time working out and less time resting. With LIIT, you often do the same kinds of exercises you do with high intensity interval training, but the goal is not to reach your absolute maximum effort. That makes low-intensity interval training a bit more accessible and a good way to try out the on-off sequence of interval training. And it's still a very effective way to work out. For low-intensity interval training, you need to do a 2-to-1 ratio work-to-rest with 40 seconds of work and 20 seconds of rest. Let's get moving. Samuel suggests trying low-intensity interval training 2 times per week with this workout. 15-minute low-intensity interval training for beginners. Grab a 5- to 15-pound dumbbell or kettlebell and a timer or round counting application like interval timer. You'll do each of these moves for 40 seconds, then rest for 20 seconds before moving to the next one. After you finish all 5, rest for 20 seconds and start at the top again. Complete 3 total rounds. 1. Offset load marches, right side. March for 40 seconds, holding the weight at your right side. Then rest for 20. 2. Offset load marches, left side. March for 40 seconds, holding the weight at your right side. And rest for 20. 3. Glute bridges. Lie flat on your back, knees bent, feet on the floor. Position your feet about 8 inches from your glutes, shoulder width apart. Raise your hips. Hold, then lower back down. Continue for 40 seconds. And then rest for 20. 4. Bird dogs. Start with your hands and knees. Raise one arm out in front of you and the opposite leg out behind you. Return to your hands and knees. Raise the opposite arm and the opposite leg, alternating slowly for 40 seconds. And then rest for 20. 5. Plank shoulder taps. Assume a push-up position, a plank pose, with your hands positioned under your shoulders, toes on the floor. Lift one hand to tap the opposite shoulder. Place your hand back down on the floor, repeat, alternating sides for 40 seconds, and then rest for 20. Foods to Fight Allergies by Alyssa Jung, Prevention Magazine, May 2024. Creamy orange turmeric smoothie, serves 1. In blender, puree 1 cup frozen mango chunks, 2 teaspoons grated peeled fresh turmeric and 1/2 teaspoon orange zest, plus 1/2 cup orange juice until smooth, about a minute. Holding tall glass at an angle, pour in mixture, keeping mixture to one side of glass. Slowly pour 1/2 cup plain unsweetened kefir on top, then swirl with a straw and serve. Per serving, about 254 calories, which includes 4.5 grams fat, which includes 2.5 grams fat, 16 milligrams cholesterol, 64 milligrams sodium, 52 grams carbohydrates, 4 grams fiber, 44.5 grams sugar, which includes 0 grams added sugar, and 6 grams of protein. You have been listening to Prevention on Al Radio. You can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morrell saying goodbye from Al Radio.